welcome to our first Real Health podcast. I am Roz Mignogna. I blog at realfoodfamily.com, and I'm here with my good friend, Nicole Howard. Hi, Nicole.
Hey, how are you, Roz?
I'm great. I'm excited good. For today. Nicole is the owner of the best Pilates and yoga studio in Southern California. It's Align Pilates and Yoga. Our goal here with this podcast is just to offer interesting and helpful information about health and wellness and offer really fun ideas for how to actually apply, really solid evidence-based information to your real life. So of course, consult your medical doctor about any health decisions you make, and nothing that we say is something to be considered FDA approved or medical advice. However, we want to be here to support you. So let's introduce ourselves a little. Nicole, why don't you go first?
Okay. All right. Well, you already said it. I have a pretty successful yoga and Pilates studio located here in South Orange County in San Juan Capistrano. With a partner, her name's Cara. We both kind of are cut from the same cloth. We grew up dancing together at a collegiate level, and then kind of led into Pilates and more mindful movement from that. So right now in my life, currently, I am a big, huge mindful movement advocate. And then I think prior to that, even from a young childhood, I've always been a mover. I grew up swimming, snowboarding, skiing. I did whatever I could to move. I went on to get my degree in dance at Long Beach State here in California. And then from then on, I've now gone into having a studio, teaching Pilates and that. And I still currently dance within South Orange County. It's a passion of mine. And I find it, for me, that is my mindful movement. When I dance, I can really melt the world away. Whereas Pilates and yoga tend to be, for me, more my cross training to allow me to continue to dance to this day.
Exactly. So,
yeah.
And on a personal level, you and I met in our childbirthing class, even though we were both dancing in the same general region. We never met each other before.
I know. It was crazy. And I truly believe at some point we were destined to have to meet.
Of course.
Whether that would have been nutrition, children, or dancing, or even surfing with our husbands.
But yeah, both
it's
of our
amazing
husbands.
Yeah, how coincidental our lives are, and that it was meant to be that we met.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think we both have similar passions for kind of meeting people where they are and understanding real life and wanting to really help people from where they are. And of course, so you have your daughter, and she's the same. She's 8, like my oldest daughter.
Uh-huh. Correct.
And
Sophia.
So I have a blog, realfoodfamily.com, where I blog about natural health and healing. And I am a certified nutritional therapy practitioner. My bachelor's degree is in health arts and sciences. And I was a professional dancer, singer, actress, and performed in the musical Wicked, and had a couple other odd jobs, but I was always sick from when I was a little girl, just had digestive problems. And then as I got older, I thought I was eating healthy, but I was eating diet foods and sugar, even though it was fat free. I thought I was doing great but I was just horrible, and I would get injured and I couldn't recover. And then my husband and I, when we were expecting our first child, that's when really everything got kicked into high gear for focusing on health and nutrition. And that's just kind of evolved into where I am today. And on the blog, I love just sharing things that I think people can use. And I'm really passionate about being as sincere as possible as a blogger and as a practitioner, and really helping people achieve success instead of just throwing stuff out there. And I love this podcast idea. We just started another podcast more on family life and parenting. I work with an amazing parenting expert. So I do really believe that relationship and the stresses of family life are also really a huge part of our health, our emotional health. Yeah. So that's how that fits in. And
I think you've got a good trio going. I really truly believe for quality of health in life is what you put in your body, how you move that body, and how you associate your body
With the
in
world, with
space and with the world and who you're
yeah.
around, right? Like,
Oh, I love that. Thanks for
so that,
noticing that.
yeah, there's a good trio there. And I think all three of those make for a very sound person and human being that can function well in life and have a good quality life,
Oh,
right? Yeah,
thanks. And
yeah.
I think the reason I'm so excited about this Real Health podcast and doing this with you, Nicole, is because I'm not able to offer as much skilled physical wellness. And
Right.
I always consider, just like you said, Pilates, yoga, and mindful movement in general, I
Yeah.
associate that with physical therapy.
Yeah.
And I was mentioning to you a little injury I have from sleeping wrong, and
Right.
it's like I know that when my body is stronger and
Yes.
more balanced, and it's not
Right.
so much about looking how I want to look,
No.
physically, it's about
Yeah.
having a strong body that can support feeling good throughout
Exactly.
your entire life. I would say that there's no like age to stop worrying about your strength, right? And your
Yeah.
fitness.
And that's kind of really where I wanted to go today, Roz, with that concept is I want people to really look about at how they work out. Is this a enjoyable workout when they go into that gym or wherever they choose, walking down the beach or for a hike or a run? Does it fulfill them in a meaningful way? Is it feel good? Is it fun? Do you enjoy it? And are you looking for the next time you go to that? I want you to answer those questions. And then on top of that, it has to be not in a place of where people want to come from because they want to look like they are a size one. It's because it's to move you and create strength so that when you go to play with your kids, sit down and do Legos, you're not hurting your back, right? You're able to function and not even have to think about your body as you enjoy your everyday activities in life. That's what
Yes.
a true workout should be to me. It shouldn't be this, I have to go out and kill my body because I want to be a size two. Everybody's
Exactly.
cut differently. It's not a, your workout shouldn't be driven by image to me personally.
Yeah, exactly. And I agree because it's really sad that only 10
Yeah.
years ago I was a professional
Right.
dancer,
Right.
athlete
Yeah.
level body. And now just
Right.
sitting down on the floor and getting up, I feel like, oh, that's a struggle, and I know
Yeah,
it's because
exactly.
I need to be doing something that's strong. And our
Yeah.
goal for this first podcast was really to talk about ideas for what we believe to be the best first steps for health or
Exactly.
things that you can start doing today.
Today.
A question I thought of for you, what would you, so how would you explain mindful movement?
I would explain it that there is a very thought process before the movement begins. So, and within that movement, nothing else was thought of. So, I'm going to say just take a basic walking down the street. I'm going to really try not to think of anything else except for how my body is moving through that space. I'm not going to worry about my destination to the end of the street or to that end point and turning around. I'm going to really think about how I'm lifting my leg and placing it there on the floor. How is my arm swinging with my body? So that whole time is very mindfully applied how you're going to get to the next point. And it's not about getting there, it's about how you've executed that point and linking that also to a breath pattern, noticing how you're breathing with that movement. So when I say mindful movement, it's a very deliberate, whether it be, it doesn't have to be an hour, it doesn't have to be this extraordinary amount of time. Maybe it's a 5 minute thing. Just getting up from your desk, doing a simple touching your toes. How is your body getting there? So it's just really applying your mind before the movement,
Okay.
knowing how you ex execute that action and put yourself in space. Does that make sense there?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
And I think that probably takes a bit of education as far as, and
Yes.
that's part of
Yeah.
what you
Yeah.
do and maybe things
Right.
that you can do. Well, I love that you mentioned walking because I have an ebook called The Foundations of Wellness Guide. And when it comes when in the chapter on physical wellness, the first thing is just get up and take a walk because people
Yeah.
really underestimate the power of walking
Yeah.
and walking is something that we don't really do. What are
Right.
maybe some things to think about? I'm thinking, okay, what am I supposed to
Yeah.
be thinking
What are
about
you
when I'm
supposed
just
to be
taking a
like?
walk?
Exactly. So we could walk just say not mindfully, right? You get up and you walk and you have not even thought about what your body did to get you to this point, right? So say you take 10 steps. Yeah, you just walk 10 steps, but did you actually apply your mind to that 10 steps? Have you thought about how your posture was? So that would probably be my first thing. If you're going to go out and do a 20-minute walk, try to mindfully apply your posture throughout those 20 minutes. And a very simple way to think of your posture is especially I think within our society, because we look down at a table and computer so much, is exactly where is your head being placed on your spine. So you want to make sure your chin, the bottom side of your chin, is parallel to the floor, to the ground, so that you get that chin up just a little bit and the ears are back in line with that shoulders. I'd kind of start there and
I
then
don't know
make
if
sure.
anyone listening is doing this, but I am, as you're
I
saying
know,
this.
right? As you're doing this, you want to lift your chin, you want to pull the head back a little bit, because that forward chin and down chin action actually creates your head to be so almost like 30 pounds more than what it weighs. So
Like
think of
hanging
the
a
how,
bowling ball.
yeah, exactly. And it's falling off of the hand or the wrist if your wrist broke when you're holding it, bowling ball. It's the same concept. You want to try to support your head from those neck muscles in a more balanced place where gravity isn't pulling on it.
And that
So that's
also
good.
brings your
Shoulders
sight
up.
line to the horizon, which people who deal with allergies and anything respiratory, and even the septum, like issues with sinuses and sleep breathing, a lot of it is actually related to where your sight line
Interesting.
is
Oh,
and
okay.
how I went to a lecture once on how poor skeletal development is actually a huge indicator of respiratory disease,
Interesting.
and how, as people age, they get that hunched over head, and so when they look up, they have to m mess their neck up. It's poor alignment of the
And
neck.
we actually have a technical term for that kind of posture. It's called being kyphotic. So, it's a real lack of your back muscles through the thoracic and up through the cervical are being very weakened because they're always being pulled over and you're not using those extensors to lift that head.
Yeah. So
And so
chin
I
up,
tell
eyes
a
on the
lot of
horizon.
people to trust your legs. Because I think what we happen is we want to look down because we don't know what we're going to trip over and we want to see where we're being our foot is going. And so a lot of times I have to tell people, trust your legs. The ground is not going away. It will be there, right? So don't feel like you have to be compelled to watch your feet. If you find yourself watching your feet as you're walking, your head is probably forward and down. So yes, look
I
for
love
that
that.
horizon
And
and that
yes,
eye line.
you're right. Of course, with the modern culture, cell phones, I mean, I know you and I both know, we've talked about this. We're seeing young children with that horrible upper spinal development issues, and there are just so many health issues related to having that looking down, hunched over posture.
Posture.
And when kids, I hear stories or statistics about kids on their phones. Some kids can't even go through the night without waking up to check their phone. It's getting really bad.
Oh, yeah,
So,
that is getting bad. And I really think this little tidbit of information, whether you're going out for a walk, a run, or even going into your gym to your normal workout, notice where you're placing your head. Just
that's
it's a big
fantastic.
deal.
That's
Yeah, I think you
fantastic
can really
homework.
take that. Yeah, exactly. Another great
Absolutely.
homework moment. So Raj, what should I consider when I'm looking at my plate of food and how I'm feeding my body now internally?
Well, I think the two main things that I focus on when it comes to food and putting a meal together, and I just want to emphasize, there are special diets that you may or may not need to add to your life, and I think that's something that should be done with like a nutritional therapy practitioner like myself. I think most people can get a lot of work done with their nutrition and their health just by understanding how to eat, good nutrient dense real food and how to properly put it together. You don't have to go, a lot of people experience great results on really specific diet programs that they may not have necessarily needed. It was just that they were actually paying attention to their food. So I would call that mindful eating because, when people just start paying attention to what they're eating, their body will respond well. And when you're making an intentional decision about your food, usually you're going to naturally choose something healthier versus if you're just grabbing something to fill a what you think is hungry tummy, sometimes we don't make the best choices. So,
Yeah.
you know, that takes a little bit of planning and thinking. But what I
Yeah.
teach my kids, especially the basics of putting a plate together, is do I have all three macronutrients represented on my plate? Is there protein, fat, and carbohydrate? So I won't
Okay.
get completely into that as far as, you know, I think it just takes too much time, and I have
Right.
plenty of resources on my website as far as understanding macronutrients, proteins, fats, and carbohydrates, and what are good choices. I mentioned my Foundations of Wellness guide, which is an ebook, and I have a free printable called The Real Food Cheat Sheet, and this is just kind of
Cool.
a you sign up for my email list and you'll get this little printable, and it's a little idea for what are some good breakfast ideas, lunch ideas, snack ideas, dinner ideas. And we kind of do some fun things in our house to help make sure we get the right foods in every day. But the bottom line is look at your plate. You know, usually that's a good protein, a meat, a couple different vegetable options, and then using a good quality butter, coconut oil to flavor the vegetables. Or turn that into a salad with a good, you know, homemade dressing that doesn't have a bunch of junk in it. So that's kind of the main goal is learning how to
Yeah.
properly balance a plate. Don't overload on any of those three things. They work well together.
Okay.
And that's kind of a very traditional and
So when you're saying a carb, you're meaning more of a fruit and a vegetable would be your carb.
That's
It would
I would
not
say
be.
fruits are even a
Okay.
very high carbohydrate food. When I say carbohydrate, personally,
Yeah.
I focus on vegetables and I do eat potatoes and sweet potatoes
Okay.
and things. But I consider myself less active. So I don't think I need as many grains and starchy carbohydrates.
Okay.
However, I know my children, usually what we'll do is they'll get like a piece of toast with a meal that I would eliminate the
Okay.
bread, you know, because I don't really need as many fast absorbed carbohydrates because I don't do any rigorous workout. My 8-year-old daughter does 20 hours of
Right.
gymnastics a week, so she does have to have carbs. Children burn carbohydrates very quickly, so I don't think it's wise to put children, active children at least, on you know, on
No.
super low carb diets. I think a really good balance is the bottom line. You do get a lot of energy from fat, so don't avoid fat. And good quality animal fats are good. I won't go into it right now. You can find that on my website as well. We'll probably talk about that in a future podcast.
Yeah.
When it comes to saturated fat, it's actually good for you, but if it's a good quality. If you're still afraid of that, though, you can go for coconut oil and avocado and olive oil. And what's funny actually is coconut oil is a very highly saturated fat, but
Right.
it is finally being recognized as the health food that it is, and that's because
Right.
the truth is saturated fat is not bad for you. Again, that's a future podcast.
Exactly. See, there's so much. This is going to be so fun
I
because we're going to
know
have
we
so
have
many talks. We can share
exactly.
so much with people. Yeah.
So I think one of my two absolute favorite, if we're talking about homework and things that people can do right
Okay.
away, my
Right.
two absolute favorite things to teach people how to make and how to make well and start incorporating into their lives is a really good bone broth or chicken stock. And I
Yeah.
always turn that into a chicken and vegetable soup,
Right.
and then a good smoothie. And when I say
Okay.
smoothie, I don't make fruit smoothies blended with fruit juice. We put
Right.
things like a raw organic egg and coconut oil and
Oh, okay.
really, really
Yeah.
high quality yogurt.
Now, would you consider that smoothie as a meal
Yes,
then?
absolutely. When you do it
Okay.
the way I'm talking about, absolutely.
Right.
So I also have that recipe is on my website, and anything
Okay.
we talk about in these podcasts, we have an info page. So if we
Yeah.
talk about stuff and you're like, "Oh, I want to look up, you know,
Yeah.
everything that they were talking about," we'll have links
Yeah.
so you can totally connect with all of that and see those recipes. But, you know, ch chicken stock, the reason why it's so good is because when you make stock the way it should be, which is with the bones, you are pulling all of the collagen and the mineral-rich gelatin and just tons of minerals out of the bones, and you're just pulling all of what we call micronutrients, which is vitamins, minerals, and all of the small things that are essential for the body to function properly and to function well. And you're pulling all of that out and into the water. So there is a technique for doing it well. And I always say a good bone broth, it gels almost solid when it's cold. So that's something that we want to do. And honestly, it's really inexpensive to make
It
because you
really
make it
is. And
with
I was gonna,
drumsticks. You make it with
we, yeah, I was just gonna say, we always have it going. Even if it's, we use drumsticks, or if I've made a whole chicken, I use every single bone. And I don't know if you would recommend this or not, but if I don't have enough bones and we slowly work our bones, I freeze them. I put
Oh yeah,
my
absolutely.
bones in until I have enough to get that pot going again. Also,
Exactly.
and I'm thinking people are going to be like, okay, so I make a stock of chicken soup here. Now, what do I do with this? So,
Well, my favorite, this is what we do, okay? So
okay.
usually it's typically Monday or beginning of the week, we roast a chicken. And so we get a lot of meat for one meal plus a couple extra lunch and meals after that with the full chicken. Some large families know that they need to do two chickens, especially if they have a couple boys or something like that. But roasting a chicken, and then we get all of the meat. You start to become really good at making sure you get all of the meat off of that, and then you put all those bones. Usually, when we roast the chicken, I just put the whole thing in the refrigerator for a day or two. And then once we've got all the meat off of that, by the way, I do not take that chicken out of its juices because a lot of the mineral-rich stuff when it's cooking goes into the pan that you cook it in. So I always leave that there. It just sits there, and I pull the meat off. And then once we've picked it all apart, we put all of those bones and the juices from the pan in a pot. And then I usually add a package of organic chicken drumsticks, add that to the pot. We fill it with water. Couple things you add to it is you add a splash of vinegar, and you add an onion is you can do an onion or not, but pretty much an onion is the best way to really flavor a chicken stock well. Of course you can add vegetable scraps and all this kind of stuff, but in our real life, I make a good stock just with those things. And then once I cook it, I usually do it overnight. And then I let it cool all morning until it's pretty cool. And then I strain out everything just with a little slotted spoon type of thing. And then I have the stock. And then what I do, all of those drumsticks, because it's dark meat, the meat on the drumsticks, we can now take off and add it back to the soup with a bunch of chopped vegetables like carrots, celery, zucchini, anything really. Some chopped up herbs, and then you don't cook those as long. You just cook it all together till it's soft. And it's seriously, that is one of the most foundational staples in our home is that chicken and veggie soup with the bone broth. And
And
it
now,
feeds us for a week because we've got this huge pot of soup, and sometimes the kids they'll add pasta to it. We get a good pasta, and that's where they get their grains, their extra carbohydrates that I don't necessarily want myself, but so yeah, that's what we do, and then we always have ingredients for smoothies, and we usually do those for breakfast or a snack. And they have a ton of what I think are the most important things to eat every day. You can get a lot of those ingredients just in those two things. So that's my homework for people to get
Everybody should
started.
try to go make a stock and make a smoothie for themselves.
Yep, and
And then
again.
I would also make just a little suggestion on the stock. I think people are going to learn as we go along that me and you create most of our food. We do not go out and buy our own food. Like, if I want a spaghetti sauce, I'm going to make it from collecting tomatoes and things like that. We try to do as everything we can possibly homemade. I find with the chicken stock, not only do we just eat it as is, but I use it if I'm going to have rice. I will use that instead of boiling my rice in water. I'll use my chicken stock.
Absolutely.
Same thing with like any kind of sauce you want to make. Like if it is going to be a marinara sauce, I put a little bit of that chicken stock in it. So there's ways to be adding that good, dense nutrient thing, not just by eating itself all the
Exactly.
time.
And that's the
So you
trick with
can.
kids, like trying to finding ways that you can,
Sneak it in
yeah,
things.
use things that they like as a vehicle to get things that maybe they're not really willing to drink a cup of stock like tea. Not every kid's going to be willing to do that. So.
So yeah, finding creative ways. And maybe that would be a really cool thing for comments. If anybody has a fun way that they use the chicken stock, somehow invented a way to sneak it into something, let us know, because
Yeah.
we're always down for things like that as well.
So since we're talking about soup, I just want to mention, because a lot of people love doing chicken soup when they're sick. And maybe that's nostalgic, but the reason why we as a culture have associated chicken soup with being ill is because of what I'm talking about, this nutrient-rich bone broth. This is the traditional way to make it. And whether it's Jewish cultures or there's an African proverb that a good stock will raise the dead. And it's because of the nutrient-dense way we're making it. Canned soup
So I think,
and
yeah, that's what I was gonna say. You have to
canned
really
soup and boxed
tell
chicken
people.
stock. Sorry, guys, it's not going to do the same thing. You know, a white chicken meat and some, it's just, you've got to do it right if you want it to really have any healing power besides
Nutritional
just,
benefit.
yeah. I mean, I understand drinking something hot is nice when you're sick, but if you want to get that powerful remedy element of chicken broth or a bone broth or a chicken soup, this is what we're talking about. But it's, I mean, once you do it and once you get used to it, it's like second
It's
nature for me
really,
to just throw it all in the pot. Like it's so easy and
It
it's
takes
good.
really 5 minutes. Once you have the ingredients, it's 5 minutes to put it in the pot and you let it simmer and it does all the work for you. It really isn't asking too much, I don't think
Exactly.
either.
Well, I think we've
Cool.
almost filled up our time. So,
I know.
what let's just finish with a with our reminder of our homework. I like sending
Okay.
people home with some
Sure.
fun things that they get to do for their lives
Yeah.
and for their health. Don't think of
And
homework as bad.
I hope people share the same passion with us because I find this so fun. Like,
Yeah.
I like moving mindfully, so t and eating mindfully, right?
Yep.
So taking whatever you do as your workout this week and notice if it's fun for you, if you are enjoying it, and then also know if you if it's going to benefit you and not hurt you more. I want people to kind of come back and assess how they're moving. If it's really truly out of vein or to make them feel stronger and a more confident person in their life. And then just adding that little bit of lift of the chin and focusing the eye line out
I'm
would
totally
be,
taking a walk
yeah.
and gonna just focus on my. I can't wait to do that.
Yeah. Just take 20 minutes and be mindful through your movement, whatever you choose to do this week.
Yeah.
I think you'll find it more beneficial. It will turn. It's really good to just let your mind worry about what you're doing for that moment in time and space. So it'd also be a very good clarity for the mind and then really good for the body overall
Yeah, I
as
love
well.
that. And my homework is simple. It's make my chicken soup or make a smoothie or both. I would highly recommend both. So.
And then I think you can even take the mindfulness to your plate this week as well. Just kind of notice how you are putting your plate together and how much food you are eating, and is it a well-balanced meal
Yep,
and dish.
exactly. And of course, visit our websites. Nicole has awesome blog articles.
On my AlignPilatesCenter.com is where
AlignPilatesCenter.com. I will have realfoodfamily.com and any of the links again that we talked about available when you find the info pages where we post these podcasts. And of course our websites have a lot of resources. If you're in the Southern California area, you've got to stop in. Nicole's got some pretty amazing class options for all different types of people with all different types of goals. She's even got aerial classes where
Yoga,
you're hanging from the
fitness and bar,
ceiling. Yeah, and it amazing. And
There's some pretty
and
fun
I've got a
things.
ton of resources available at realfoodfamily.com for meal planning and just basics. A lot of the stuff that I talk about, I just want people to get on that step-by-step pathway to optimal wellness, and you'll find all of that at realfoodfamily.com. All right, any final
Cute.
words, Nicole?
No, this was great. I'm excited. I look forward to having many more
Me
and giving the world our tidbits of information to make their lives that much better.
Yes, and please share this podcast and comment. We'd love to hear from you and answer questions and all of that fun stuff. Okay, well, thanks everyone. We'll talk to you next time. Bye.
Bye.